Dave McGurk, you've been in charge tonight. Somebody just shouted to you, Mike Davis, one of the directors, played 1-1-1.
Yeah, it's a nice feeling. Nice feeling to come back in the dressing room, especially after the two games that we've played against them in the last few weeks. I think they've had the better of us. We warned the team what how they were going to start, and I don't think we started particularly well, especially first 20. Everything that we spoke about kind of went out the window, but from then on, the next 70 minutes was very impressive, very impressive.
Yeah, you see, I mean, at the start, they took an early lead. Things were looking bad, and then, I'll say as a spectator, suddenly it seemed to change and Hyde were on top.
Yeah, well, again, we put things up on the board before the game, and one of them was we need to keep a good back line, good high line at the back, sorry, and we were dropping far too deep, so I was trying to get the instruction on the pitch to get the defenders higher up the pitch, which we eventually did. And then from then on, that allowed our midfielders, we thought the three of them were brilliant in there tonight, and the lads who came on as well. It allowed them to get closer to their midfield, which helped the whole team.
After a patchy period now, that's two victories. Is there a bit of confidence starting to get into the team now?
Yeah, well, we talk about it a lot, and for me, we've underachieved a little bit this season with the squad we've got. We've had to chop and change a little bit, which we don't want to do. Even tonight, the personnel can't get it for whatever reason. Hopefully we can get a back four out there that's going to be consistent, or back three, whatever we play, midfield that's consistent, and then different partnerships up front. But the lads have done a good shift tonight, and they've put us in a difficult position for Saturday, picking a team.
Joe Pugh scored one tonight. He looked lively playing up front.
Looked very lively. He was a good threat in behind, which we've lacked at times this season, where if we were in any doubt, we know that the ball can go in the corner and Joe's going to make something of it. Get us throw-ins, get us high up the pitch. Even the last 10 minutes, I'm telling him to save his legs because he's running for balls he's never going to get, but love the honesty from him.
And next round, it's Salford City. How do you fancy that?
Yeah, again, it's a big tie for us, isn't it? Look forward to getting them. It's down here, I believe. I'm not sure what type of crowd we get, but we want to win every game. People, I spoke to the lads before about not believing this would be a reserve game or anything less than a bigger game of a league game. It was a big game for us because it's not a good feeling coming into training on a Thursday when you've lost a game on a Tuesday. It builds momentum. Lads enjoy training. They enjoy each other's company. When you're losing games, it's not always like that. It helps to build team spirit with these results and gives us good momentum for Saturday.
Three games against Mosley in a month. Will you be glad to see the back of them now?
Yeah, they've been a difficult team to play against, and each game seemed to follow the same pattern where they've been well on top for the first half. The positive for us, we kept it down to 20 minutes where they were on top today. We did speak a lot about it, stopping their momentum within the first half. But we're a good team. We can't do everything, but it was a matter of getting our defensive line sorted, getting players closer to each other, and then I thought we were, like I said, impressive from there.
And how about you personally? How are you enjoying it at Hyde United?
I'm loving it. This is what I want to do, get an experience of working with senior players. It's a fantastic setup. It's a good club in this league, and hopefully we can move it forward.
You happy with the tri-mention pitch?
Yeah, well, it gives us something that other teams don't have, and that's a training facility. I mean, coming to winter now, we're enough teams doing gym work, CrossFit work, trying to find a third of a pitch somewhere where we can get all of our work out on here. It's been difficult the last few weeks with a lot of Tuesday games. With the fixtures coming up, I believe it's another Tuesday game. But from then, we should be able to get some good, solid work into the lads and work a little bit more on shape. Because of personnel changes, we've had to change formation more than we would like, and it doesn't give us the opportunity to work on shape because of the backlog of games. But going forward, like I said, we've got the full pitch for 2 hours twice a week. That's more than any other team's going to get at this level.
And then Saturday it's Aussies to win. As you say, you've got some selection headaches now. Nice problem to have, I suppose.
Yeah, all over the pitch. I mean, I'm fit Saturday, but the back two have been brilliant barring the first 20 minutes. So Mandy Bishop's to come back in. We've got Matt Dempsey to come back in. I'm trying to think, Adam Thurston to come back in. Andy Pearson. All of a sudden, from what looked like a threadbare squad tonight, we've got some good problems for Saturday.
And now did Eton Bevins took a bit of a knock on Saturday. Was he okay tonight? Came on as sub?
Yeah, he was fine. He was actually fit to play, but we just didn't want to chance it. But like we said, lads have come in and they've given us problems for Saturday, so Eton's done well. We'll discuss things on Thursday, have a look in training, and then go with what we think is going to win the game on Saturday.
Thank you.